Get out of Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The UN just passing a resolution calling on Russia to withdraw its forces, though it's non-binding. Tomorrow marks 1 year since Russia's invasion. And White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. will announce new sanctions on Russia while monitoring China's potential plans to provide weapons to Russia.
We haven't seen them provide the support. But again, we're going to continue monitoring this and speak out when needed.
She also says there's no change in China policy, referring reporters to the Defense Department for questions about the U.S. sending more troops to Taiwan for a training program. Just getting word that actor Alec Baldwin pleads not guilty to felony charges of involuntary manslaughter in the film set shooting that killed a cinematographer in 2021. Court documents filed today show Baldwin also waived his first formal court appearance, and a judge set conditions of release that include limiting contact with potential witnesses in connection with plans to complete the filming of Rust. Baldwin and the movie's armorer are charged in the shooting that killed Helena Hutchins and wounded the Rust director. Sheriff's officials in Florida say the 19-year-old suspect in multiple shootings yesterday that left three people dead is a known gang member with a criminal history. Lawyers for Keith Melvin Moses waiving his initial court appearance today, a judge ordering him held without bond.
Police say Moses shot five people, killing three. Nefacha Augustine, who knew the suspect, Dylan Lyons, a reporter covering the story, and 9-year-old Tiana Major, not connected to the suspect. Orange County Sheriff John Mina says he expects multiple murder charges. Witness interviews and video tell him that.
We're not looking for anyone else. He's our guy. He's the suspect.
Weapons possession and robbery are among the charges on Moses' lengthy juvenile record.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A late rally on Wall Street. The Dow up 111 at the bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A winter storm dumping heavy snow in the upper Midwest has also knocked out power to more than 800,000 in Michigan alone.
The Detroit Energy Company is saying that there are literally thousands of power lines that are down. The wires just split. They're trying to restore all those, but we go into a deep freeze tonight.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Lansing, where it's been an ice storm. The storm system, marching from Montana to Maine, is also disrupting flights for a second day, bringing blizzard conditions and bitter cold to some areas. Polling places will be allowed at jails under a bill proposed in Nevada by State Senator Melanie Scheibel.
Senate Bill 162 would require county clerks to work with sheriff's departments to set up polling places at city and county jails. The bill states that the voting locations would be for the prisoners who are registered voters to cast ballots in person on the day of a primary or general election. Scheibel, a Democrat who represents the southwest part of the Las Vegas Valley, chairs the state Senate Judiciary Committee.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Nevada lawmakers passed a bill in 2019 restoring voting rights to people convicted of a crime but not currently incarcerated or on probation. TikTok gets banned from more phones, this time for some European Union staffers.
The European Commission says it's trying to increase its cybersecurity. The Commission is the EU's executive branch, responsible for proposing new laws, and it's worried the Chinese-owned app could be exploited for cyber attacks. TikTok calls the decision misguided and based on fundamental misconceptions, adding it's got in touch with the Commission to set the record straight. In the US, a number of states and the American military have already banned TikTok on government devices. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The EU Council also announcing a ban for staff phones. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.